Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Africa, the impacts of climate change following new IPCC warnings. Increasing droughts and floods, loss of livelihoods, and forced migration. The new report from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, confirms that some damages are beyond repair and it will be impossible for many developing countries or many communities to adapt, especially if the 1.5 degrees threshold of average global warming is breached, said environmental activist Amos Mpibo from Friends of the Earth Ghana. We are facing the potential of hundreds of millions of people being displaced from their homes within the century and swathes of farmland turned to dust, added the activist in an interview with Real World Radio. The IPCC Working Group 2 assesses the impacts, adaptation, and vulnerabilities related to climate change. In its sixth report published on February 28, 2022, the panel of experts warns that climate impacts are occurring faster and will worsen even sooner than previously predicted, necessitating an urgent increase in finance to help address climate change in developing countries. But what does this mean, specifically, for a developing country? To explain these issues, Real World Radio interviewed Amos. The activist first made reference to the impacts of climate change that could take place in Africa, according to the new IPCC report.
What we have learned from this report is that this report confirms that some damages are beyond repair and it will be impossible for many developing countries or many communities to adapt, especially if the 1.5 degree threshold is breached. We are also learning that we are facing the potential of hundreds of millions of people displaced from their homes within the century and swaths of farmland turned to dust. And especially in Africa, local poor communities are going to be facing climate challenges from mainly three main areas. One is increase in droughts. The second is increases in flooding. And then the third being forced migrations. So we are expecting drought periods to increase both in intensity and spatial extensity. This is going to mean that the majority of African households or local communities who are very much dependent on agriculture are going to see their livelihoods at risk. But the other thing that makes this report very much alarming is the fact that these local communities are completely unprepared for what is termed as compounding extreme events. So what a compounding extreme events mean is having these extreme events or multiples of these extreme events happening at the same time. So if these extremes are happening at the same time, it becomes very, very difficult for local communities to be able to adjust or to be able to adapt to both extremes at the same time. We are also expecting the frequency of these events to increase. We are also expecting its intensity to increase. If the frequency of droughts increase, it means that farmers will have to turn more and more or will need more and more of irrigation in a situation where they are already handicapped. They don't have the technology, they don't have the financial resources to be able to adopt irrigation farming. The report also made it clear that the spatial extent of these extreme events, the drought, the flooding, and the duration of these events is also going to increase. So we're going to have long periods of droughts, and then these droughts not just located in one area, but extending beyond regions and community.
Family farmers and coastal communities in the eye of the storm. According to the IPCC report, regions in the global south would face great difficulties in adapting to the impacts extreme climate events will have on food production. Amos first talked about the impacts on rural communities.
Farming communities in Ghana, if they're going to be facing, according to this report, increases in the duration of droughts, this is going to mean that their limited capacities is not going to be enough to be able to cope with the frequencies at which these droughts are going to be occurring. They are not going to be able to cope with long periods of droughts because they don't have the resources, the technological know-how, and even the financing. This means that farming communities are going to lose their livelihoods, and this is going to lead into the third risk of forced migrations. We are already seeing migrations as a result of climate change, especially in Ghana. We are seeing farming communities, especially youth from farming communities, migrating to the city centers during the drought periods to look for other sources of income. But if these drought periods are going to extend beyond the usual periods, or the frequency is going to increase according to the new IPCC report, then it means that more and more youth are going to migrate from farming communities into cities. And this is going to have multiple impacts, not just on the farming communities, but also on the population density of cities in Ghana.
Then the member of Friends of the Earth Ghana made reference to coastal communities.
In Ghana, coastal communities have already been experiencing flooding. Just last year, I think September, October, November, coastal communities in the Volta region, in the Keta area, and others got flooded. Thousands of people lost their homes, thousands of people lost their livelihoods, and were forced to migrate or to be relocated to different areas. Coastal communities, their source of livelihood is usually fishing. So if these families, if these households are moved or forced to migrate to a place where they don't have access to the sea to be able to fish, it means their source of income is completely lost. Their source of livelihood is completely lost. So the danger of this is if these events are going to increase in frequency again, increase in intensity and duration, it means that more and more coastal communities, more and more coastal households are going to be forced to migrate, are going to lose their livelihoods.
Historical responsibility for climate change, urgent action needed by industrialized countries. In a press release published on February the 28th, 2022, Friends of the Earth International denounced how behind the scenes, rich countries shamelessly work to try and water down texts relating to loss and damage and finance for adaptation in developing countries. The Environmental Federation highlighted that with a new IPCC report, the science reiterates that decisive systemic action from governments is fundamental to tackling climate change. Amos listed the actions that are necessary from industrialized countries.
The urgent actions that we think northern countries need to take is to rapidly increase adaptation financing. So local communities in developing countries are in some ways trying to adapt with a local capacity, with the local knowledge that they have. But because their capacities are limited and because the impacts of climate change are going to increase, it's going to completely destroy or wipe out their livelihoods if they are not given the needed support to be able to ramp up or increase their adaptation capacities. To increase the availability of financial resources to developing countries and to channel it to local communities who are actually bearing the brunt of the impacts of climate change, especially to coastal communities and to farming communities, to be able to access the technological know-how so that it would increase the ability to cope with the risks and the impacts of climate change. Northern countries, developed countries, need to urgently put a stop to the burning of fossil fuels. And this is not just developed countries, also some emerging countries like China also need to rapidly and urgently put a stop to the burning of fossil fuels. As part of that, we also recommend that these developed countries need to stop investing in fossil fuel infrastructure in developing countries. We know from the existing science, the available data and evidence that renewable energy sources are continuously and increasingly becoming more available and accessible to developing countries. As an urgent action, we like to encourage developed countries to rather channel investments into the building of renewable energy infrastructure like solar energy, wind energy, and helping developing countries to be able to connect rural communities, deprived communities, to clean energy sources.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.